Miri Peterson, she is with the good people down there with the Crystal Kids Youth Organization, and they have an awesome initiative that they are working on right now here in the city. Dante, welcome to the Windspeaker Radio Network, Miri.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
As someone who is a member, and I grew up in Alberta Avenue in that Crystal Kids area, I love what you guys are trying to do. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you guys are trying to do right now?
Well, we are an inner city youth drop-in center. We worked with the underprivileged children in Edmonton. The initiative that you're talking about, it is our Santa's Market. So this is a really neat program because in the real world, our kids have no purchase power. They can't go out and buy gifts for their family members. But at Crystal Kids, they've been earning Santa Bucks, which is kind of a virtual piggy bank. And we've been tracking the dollars they're earning. And on Saturday, December the 14th, we are having our closed to our youth Santa's Market flea market. And the children are using their Santa Bucks that they've been earning to shop for their loved ones, their parents, their siblings, their cookums, their aunties, their whoever is significant in their life and they feel that they want to give a gift to. And so they make a list of the people that they want to buy for. And we have volunteer shoppers that take them around and help them spend their dollars. And then they keep track of, you know, their balances and what they have left to spend. And then the kids go and wrap with volunteer wrappers, make out Christmas cards, and then they get to take home these presents and put them under the tree. And I'm sure you can understand that living below the poverty line, there's no way that kids could go out and buy presents for their families. So this is a really cool program because it actually mentors in them a work ethic, and they are so proud to be able to put these presents under the tree for their loved ones. It's just an amazing resiliency tool. It builds capacity. And it's just an overall incredible event.
And how can people give back? Are we looking for gift cards? Are we looking for monetary donations here?
We can do both. So people can donate gift cards for us to put in the market. And then obviously we're going to photocopy them and put them on the table. And then at the end of the day, they get their cards. But we can do gift cards. We can do unwrapped toys, gift items, you know, things that you would like. If you were buying for your mom, you might get her a towel set for her kitchen. You might, you know, those kinds of things. We do accept gently used. However, most people do donate new items. We do blankets, you know, anything that you would gift to someone or that you would want to receive as a gift that would make you proud and make your heart burst. And it can be something little. It doesn't have to be elaborate. Some people are actually collecting things and making gift baskets. Or if you want to donate financially to designate it for Santa's Market so that we can go out and purchase things that we might need to supplement, they can go to CanadaHelps.org and look up our charity. It's Gordon Russell's Crystal Kids Youth Center. And if you type that in the search bar on Canada Helps, they can donate. They'll get a tax receipt within a day. And there are fields in which people can put in there what the donation is designated for. But if they want it to be Santa's Market, they need to put that in the little the memo field or whatever is provided there.
You have until December 13th if you want to donate and give back in a huge way during the holidays here. I'll throw all the information in my blog at ravenradio.ca. And thanks again, Miri.
Thank you so much, you guys. We really appreciate your support in the community. Have a really blessed holiday.